Father, I ask and pray that you bless this day in Kidderminster and have mercy upon those who hear the word of God, and I pray that the gospel will be faithfully preached, and I pray that you'd fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm glad to be here in Kidderminster again. So, well, good afternoon. It's my privilege to be here to preach the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is the Savior of the world. The Lord Jesus is the one who takes away the sins of those who put their trust in him, who believe on him. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive today, and he will save you from your sin, and he will give you everlasting life if you turn from your sin to him, and if you believe on him. The Lord Jesus Christ will have mercy upon you, and he will save you from your sin. So we are all sinners by nature. We are all guilty before Almighty God. There is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says there is none that seeketh after God. And that's us, my friends, because of our sins. We might be religious. We might even go to church or some other religious place. But in our hearts, we are not right with God. There are people who hide from God in religion. They have gods of their own making. They have idols. They have gods who are not the true and living God, the God of the Bible. They have gods that have eyes and cannot see. They have gods that have ears and cannot hear. And they must be carried about. But there is one true and living God, one God who made the heavens and the earth, one God who is the creator of all things, one God before whom we must stand. One God to whom we must give an account. One God before whom we must answer for our sins and for our wickedness. God, the Bible tells us, looks at the heart. He sees the heart of man. He sees the corruption of man. He sees the wickedness of man. And the eternal God, the God who reigns over the heavens and the earth, has said, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeketh after God. Now that means this. It means that you are separated from God, that you are not by nature in fellowship with God, but you are his enemy. You are separated from God and condemned to hellfire and damnation on account of sin. Because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And there is a wrath to come, and there is a judgment to come, and there is a hell to come. A place of everlasting torment and hellfire. A place where we will go, certainly, we will go to hell if we do not know Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And Jesus Christ is the only one that can deliver you from your sins. He is the only one who can take away your sin. He is the only one that can give you salvation. He is the only one that can turn away the wrath of God from your sins. He is the only one who can raise you to everlasting life. Listen to these words. These words from the Gospel of John in the New Testament in the Bible. John's Gospel, chapter 11 and verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Now the Lord Jesus taught us that there is a resurrection of the dead. A resurrection of every human being who has ever lived. The Lord Jesus Christ taught us that there is a resurrection of every single human being that has ever lived from the beginning of time, from the beginning of creation. And the Lord Jesus tells us, leaves us in no doubt, that on the day of that resurrection, there will be a division into those whom he calls goats on his left hand and those whom he calls sheep on his right hand. And the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, tells us that those he calls goats, he will say to them, depart from me into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. There is a wrath to come. There is a hell to come. There is a fire to come, a place of everlasting burnings. And the Bible says, whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Cast into the lake of fire. And I have to warn you, that you will be cast into the lake of fire if you do not know Jesus Christ. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God, the Bible tells us. That is why we need Jesus Christ. That is why we need the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, the Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And he is the one who will deliver you from the wrath to come and save you from your sin and give you everlasting life if you believe on him, if you repent of your sins and you turn from your sins and you seek the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. The Bible says, God says in his word, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with your whole heart. At the moment, you are indifferent to your soul's need. At the moment, you couldn't care less whether there was a God or not. Some of you believe in God and all you do is blame him for everything that goes wrong in your life and in the world. You never think that you should repent of your sins or turn from your sins or believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. You see, there is a wrath to come and there is a judgment to come. After death comes judgment. It's not when you're dead, you're dead. It's not when you die, that's it, that's the end. There is nothing else. After death, you must stand before God on the day of resurrection and give an account for everything that you have said, everything that you have thought, everything that you have done. And God will hold you accountable. And furthermore, on the day of judgment, when God is seated on the very throne of heaven, it will be Jesus Christ who is seen to be on the very throne of heaven. It will be the Lord Jesus Christ seated there in glory, who will judge you for your sins. Now, my Bible tells me that God is a God who dwells in unapproachable light. That God is light and in him is no darkness at all. God cannot tolerate sin. God must judge sin because God is righteous and God is holy. And you say, well, God will let me into heaven. Why should God let you into heaven in your sins? Why should he let you into heaven as you are? Why should he let you into heaven? If you have rejected his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus who says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. So you see, we have a soul, we have an undying soul, and if we die in our sins, then we will go to hell. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Jesus will say, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. There is a wrath to come. There is a hell to come. There are everlasting burnings. There is a place of punishment. There is a place that we go to from which there is no return, from which there is no escape, in which there is no remission and there is no repentance. Somebody will say to me, when I go to hell, I will repent and God will take me out of hell. But that's not true. Once you are in hell, there is no repentance. Once you are in hell, there is no turning. Once you are in hell, there is no second chance. Once you are in hell, you cannot change your mind. Once you are in hell, in everlasting burnings, you are there for eternity. But Jesus said, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And if we know Jesus Christ, we have everlasting life. If we have found the Lord Jesus Christ, if we have repented of our sins, confessed our sins to Almighty God, abhorred our sins, forsaken our sins, cried out to Almighty God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And if we have trusted in Jesus Christ, you see, it's only by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's only through the death of Jesus Christ. It's only because the Lord Jesus loved sinners and laid down his life in the place of sinners that we can have or find life. And it's only those who find Jesus Christ who have the salvation that comes from Almighty God. And as a nation, we need to turn back to God, because we're under the wrath and judgment of God, sir. And you can see that in our days.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
No, I'm not. I'm a Christian. Jehovah's Witnesses are not Christian. You see, the Jehovah's Witnesses say that Jesus isn't God. But my Bible tells me very clearly that Jesus is God and that he's the judge of heaven and earth. But he's also the saviour of those who put their trust in him. So if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life.
I go to church every Sunday.
Well, how does that save you?
I go to church.
Right, okay.
That's why you won't believe. Okay. I'm not believing God.
But do you know Jesus Christ?
No.
Have you repented? Well, in which case, going to church won't help you.
Well, it will, because nobody knows Jesus.
God's not. No, I know Jesus Christ. Every true Christian knows Jesus Christ. Every true Christian has the Holy Spirit living in their hearts, and they are born again of God's Holy Spirit. Jesus said you must be born again, and my friend, I submit to you that you must be born again in order to be saved. Going to church, even in Pilgrim's Progress, Bunyan saw that there was a way to hell via the gate of heaven, and that's what you're doing. You're seeking a way to... You're going to end up in hell.
Well,
that's a stupid statement. To think about it is stupid. You'll not just be warm, you'll be burning. But you'll never be consumed. Well, if that's your logic, sir, I can't help you. Hell is a place of terrible, fiery torment forever and ever and ever, and it never ends, and there's no escape. There is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. There is a day in which we must stand before Almighty God, every one of us, and give an account for every thought, for every word, for every deed. And we live in corrupt generation, corrupt days, days of exceedingly great wickedness and idolatry. We live in days of terrible sexual immorality and sexual license. The Bible says marriage is honourable among all and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Now I tell you this, we live in a generation full of fornicators and adulterers, sleeping around, sexual immorality, sexual perversion of every kind, sexual foolishness, and the extraordinarily foolish notion that a person can change sex or be born in the wrong body. This is absurd madness. It's a sign that God has handed us over to madness. But it's more than that. It's a disaster. It's a disaster that is harming our children in our schools as our teachers continue to teach little children that they could be born in the wrong body. This is a disaster. It's a sign of God's judgment and God's wrath against us as a nation because we have forgotten God. And we have forgotten God, my friends, and we are guilty before Almighty God, and we have not sought him, we have not found him. Some of us may go to church and yet we do not know Jesus Christ. We think going to church will save us. It won't save us. If we go to church and we don't find Jesus Christ, it will only damn us. Yes, we should go to church. We should go to a church where the Word of God is taught faithfully and where the Word of God and this gospel is preached. One of the reasons for the infidelity in our nation is because our Christian preachers have ceased to preach this gospel. For example, in the Church of England now, sodomy is being blessed in the churches. This is an abomination to Almighty God. God is a holy God. God is a righteous God. God hates sodomy. God rained down fire and brimstone from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah because of the sin of sodomy. So when the Archbishop of Canterbury and his cohorts choose to celebrate sodomy in the Church of England, why is it that God is not raining down fire and brimstone on the Church of England? I don't know, but they are provoking God's wrath against the nation. And you can see that. You can see that in the last couple of weeks. For the first time, the mainstream media is starting to say that England is being overtaken by Islam. And this is true. And I tell you that Islam will never get you to heaven. It cannot save you. Allah cannot save you. Muhammad cannot save you. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died upon the cross of Calvary, can save you from your sins. And you have a choice. You can be Muslim or you can be Christian. You can have Jesus Christ or you can have Muhammad. But you cannot carry on as you are. You can have the Savior of the world. You can have the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. You can have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Or you can perish in your sins. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Islam is God's judgment against this nation for our godlessness, for our wickedness, for our turning our backs upon him, for our forsaking this gospel, for our forsaking the Lord Jesus Christ, for our love of pleasure, for our Netflix and our parties and our alcohol and our sport and so on and so forth. We have loved pleasure. We live in a generation that loves pleasure. The Bible says that in the last days, men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And that's what we have become. And we are under the wrath of God. We said we don't need God. We said we can manage without Jesus Christ. We're scientists. Professing themselves to be wise, the Bible said they became fools. Oh, how foolish we are. How wretched we are. How wicked we are. Professing ourselves to be wise, we then came up with the idea that there were hundreds and hundreds of genders. And that a person could be born in the wrong body and that a person could change sex. That's the end of science for you, my friends. Or perhaps you prefer this end of science. That very soon Russia is going to attack the United Kingdom. And we are told this isn't when, it's not if, it's when. And the end of science is all those extraordinary new weapons, new tanks and new anti-tank weapons and drones and missiles, hypersonic missiles and new kinds of exotic nuclear warheads that will wipe us all off the face of the earth. That's science for you. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now open your eyes and see, we are under the judgments of wrath and wrath of Almighty God. If you want to stop the boats coming across the channel, for example, the only way to do that is through repentance. We must repent of our sins. We must turn back to God through Jesus Christ and cast ourselves upon Almighty God. That's the only way. We come back to God through Jesus Christ. We confess our sins. We confess our lies. We confess our swearing. We confess our pride. We confess our foolishness, our sexual immorality. We confess our drunkenness. We confess our laziness. We confess our love of money. We confess our idolatry. We confess our godlessness and our unbelief. Because unbelief is the very sin of sins. Unbelief is the sin of sins. And oh, my dear friends, we need to turn back to God through the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the saving of our souls. The Lord Jesus is the Savior of the world, and he will save you from your sin. and he will deliver you from the wrath to come. And he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, the Lord Jesus says, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now Jesus Christ was crucified. He was taken by cruel hands, and he was nailed to a cross, and he was raised up between the heavens and the earth, and he bore the sins of many, the Bible tells us. He was pure. The Lord Jesus Christ was pure. He was holy. He was spotless. He was sinless. He was righteous. He was altogether lovely, the Lord Jesus Christ was. And as such, he did not have to die. The wages of sin is death, the Bible tells us. Jesus was without sin and he did not have to die. But the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life in the place of sinners. And he gave himself for sinners. And as the Son of God was nailed to that cross and crucified and died there upon that cross, as the Lord Jesus Christ died there, the Lord Jesus Christ became a sacrifice for sin. And that, my friends, is the only place where you can find forgiveness in what Jesus did. The wrath of God was poured out from heaven on the Lord Jesus Christ as he died upon that cross. God's wrath was exhausted upon his Son. The just dying for the unjust, the sinless dying for sinners, the righteous dying for the unrighteous. The Bible tells us that it was whilst we were yet sinners, whilst we were powerless, whilst we were helpless, whilst we could not save ourselves, that Christ died for the ungodly. The Lord Jesus died for the ungodly. God punished him for sin, and he died in the place of sinners. That's how I know that my sin can be forgiven. That's how I know that I have forgiveness. That's how I know I have salvation. Because I know that the one who was nailed to that cross, the one who bled there and died there, that one, that holy one, that holy Lamb of God, I know that he died in my place. And I am trusting in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of my sins and for the salvation of my soul. And I'm not trusting in anybody else. As I've already said, Muhammad can't help us. Allah can't help us. Neither can Buddha help us or anyone else. It is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone who has paid the penalty for sin, has laid down his life on the cross of Calvary. And we know that he was taken down from the cross and that he was laid in a borrowed tomb. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Most of us have had loved ones who have died. Some of us have gone and viewed the body and we've looked at it and it looks just so much. Why is that? Not moving. Why is that person not moving? Why are they not breathing? Why are they not speaking? It's because death is final for us. It's because death is the end for us. It's because when we're dead physically. But Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. He is not dead. He is risen. He is alive today. He is the Savior of the world today. And the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, if he is raised from the dead, then we need to take note. If that tomb was empty, if he was raised bodily, if there was no body there, we need to take note of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the resurrection and the life, the Lord Jesus said. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Death is the last enemy. Now, I worked in the NHS for 30 years, and I can tell you I saw many people die in the hospitals. And I can tell you this, in all of that time, with all of our technology, and with all of our doctors and our nurses and our pills and potions and so on, I never saw anybody resurrected from the dead. Never. 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected by the power of God. He paid the penalty for sin. He endured the wrath of God. He laid down his life in the place of sinners. And the Lord Jesus Christ became that sacrifice for sin. He became that very one who laid down his life in the place of sinners. And he was resurrected from the dead by the power of God, triumphing over the grave, destroying death, and bringing life and immortality to light. So you see, without Jesus Christ, you cannot live. And without Jesus Christ, you cannot escape the fires of hell and the wrath and judgments of God to come. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life. If I were to drop dead right now, I have nothing to fear from death, because I know Jesus Christ. Because I know the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I know that he died for me. Because I know that my sins were laid upon Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Because I know that for Jesus' sake, my sins are forgiven, all of them, every one of them, forever. Because I know that he is the resurrection and the life, and that he has saved me from my sin, and that I am delivered from the wrath to come. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and he was resurrected from the dead. And he is alive today, and the Lord Jesus today is seated on the very throne of heaven in all of the glory which belongs to Almighty God alone. That's the Lord Jesus Christ on the throne of heaven, King of kings, Lord of lords. And he is the Saviour of all those who put their trust in him. If you know Jesus Christ, if you trust in him, he will save you from your sins. God will never let you into his heaven in your sins. He will never let liars or fornicators or adulterers and so on into his heaven, or idolaters or swearers or blasphemers and so on. He will never let them into his heaven. Never. Only those who repent of their sin, whose sins are forgiven, whose sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, only those have eternal life. Only those are saved from their sins. There is nothing we can do to save ourselves. We must cast ourselves on Jesus Christ. We must trust in Jesus Christ alone. We must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We must seek the Lord Jesus Christ, and we must strive to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my dear friends, without Jesus Christ, we cannot be saved. If Jesus Christ is alive today, if he was crucified and died in the place of sinners, and if he is alive today, then he is, as he says, the way and the truth and the life, and the only way back to God is through Jesus Christ. Very soon, as the lightning flashes from the east to the west, the Lord Jesus Christ will be revealed on the clouds of heaven in all the glory that belongs to Almighty God. The Lord Jesus is coming back. The Lord Jesus is going to return. The Lord Jesus, my friends, could return today. Oh, you say that's nice. No, my friends, not for you, not if you don't know him. In those days, the Bible says, those who don't know him will be calling for the rocks or the hills and the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of the Lamb. When God in his glory does appear, how will you stand before him in your sins? One sin would see us cast into hell fire for eternity. One sin, one lie, one swear word, one blasphemous word would see us cast into hell for eternity. We need to turn from our sins. We need to turn and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to seek him with all our hearts. We need to flee from the wrath to come and flee to Jesus Christ, who is alive today and on the very throne of heaven today, and is the Saviour of all those that put their trust in him. Because if we do not find Jesus Christ, then we will not find life. The end is very near at hand. We are a nation under the wrath of God. You can see that we are a nation under the wrath of God. We are under the wrath of God for our shedding of innocent blood in our hospitals. We have filled the land with innocent blood. Abortion being the slaughter of the innocents, the murder of the unborn child. Woe to those that kill their own children. Woe to those that think nothing of killing the unborn child. Woe to them. We are a nation under the wrath of God. The blood of every single one of those children, created in the image of God, male and female, the blood of every single one of those children that we have slaughtered and murdered and destroyed ruthlessly in our hospitals and now in our homes, the blood of every single one cries to Almighty God for vengeance, and He is their avenger, and He will come speedily and avenge. If we think as a nation we can live without God, we're finding out what that means. We are falling to pieces as a nation because we have forgotten God. We must turn back. We must repent. We must cry out before Almighty God. We must abhor ourselves. We must abhor our sins and cry out aloud, mightily to God for mercy and forgiveness. And we must seek Him through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ alone. There is only one God, but there are three persons within the Godhead: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ, my friends, is God the Son. He is the eternal God. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the coming judge. To those who believe on Him, He is the Savior from all of their sins forever. But to those who reject Jesus Christ, He is their judge to everlasting torment and damnation in hell fire. Turn from your sins. Turn from your evil ways and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, Jesus said, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall have life. To the glory of God the Father, amen. Father, I pray that this message would speak to the hearts of people, people who have no time for it, people who have no concern for their souls, people who've lived their lives mocking you, people who don't deserve salvation like none of us do, Father. Have mercy. Awaken this town, awaken these people, Lord. I pray for the day that would come very, very soon, Lord, when people are coming to the preacher and demanding that I preach the word of God. I pray that a hunger for God would come upon these people and that your mercy would be visited upon them. Lord, have mercy and pour out your Holy Spirit, I pray. Oh, Lord God. I pray that you would turn the tide in this land, in this nation, in these nations that hear this message, Lord. And I pray that there would be a new, fresh, and mighty awakening wrought by your Holy Spirit among undeserving and sinful people. Oh, Lord, do it again. Oh, Lord, visit again. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And have mercy upon me, the preacher. Lord, cleanse me and forgive me for my sins in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask and pray in His precious name. Amen.